Russian military hackers targeted the company at the center of President Trump's impeachment, Burisma. Burisma, you will remember, is a Ukrainian conglomerate. Hunter Biden served on its board. President Trump later pushed Ukraine to investigate Hunter Biden and his father, Joe Biden. Now, a California-based security firm called Area One says this fall, Russian hackers succeeded in getting into Burisma's email system. Oren Falkowitz is the co-founder of Area One, and he worked for the National Security Agency from 2006 to 2013. We're happy to have you here. What did your company find evidence of exactly?
Yeah, so what we've uncovered is that the same Russian cyber actors who targeted the DNC in 2016 have been actively launching a phishing campaign against employees of Burisma Holdings and its subsidiaries to try to steal their email usernames and passwords.
Was the attack successful?
Well, the phishing was certainly successful. And in 95% of the time when there are damages in cybersecurity, it's as a result of phishing. And once you have the usernames and passwords for an employee's email account, there's quite a lot that can be done. You can observe all of the data that's contained within your email. Imagine, you know, if I could just see what's in your email, files. You can also launch further phishing campaigns, and you can use that data to do quite a lot to move throughout the company's networks.
Do you know what the Russian hackers were looking for in Burisma's emails?
No, we don't make any claims about that. What we observe is that these phishing attacks were successful. We, in our report, go to some great length to explain why phishing campaigns are successful, because they use an air of authenticity. And that authenticity is very successful at tricking users to become unwitting victims to these cyber campaigns.
So what we do know, though, or what we assume we know, is that Russian hackers have got emails from the employees of this Ukrainian conglomerate. That we could say for certain we're sure of.
What we know is that they were able to access the usernames and passwords for the employees of Burisma. And from there, they were able to see likely what's in those accounts.
How did this come to the attention of your firm?
Yeah, so the mission of our company is to stop phishing attacks around the world. And in doing so, we've built technology that allows us to discover the origins of campaigns, as well as to learn from those so that our customers can be protected.
I wonder, companies are repelling phishing attacks all of the time. I think we know that at this point. Burisma is such a major player in the energy sector. Do you think this just could be a random attempt on an obvious target?
Well, it's certainly the timing of it, as it's related to the upcoming 2020 elections, is curious. We don't have any understanding of that.
Okay. Given your expertise, you mentioned the 2020 campaign. What can the campaigns do to guard against these types of intrusions?
Well, the candidates, as well as all election-sensitive organizations, can be proactive in taking actions to stop phishing attacks. That means the use of specialized technology, awareness for their employees, and really learning from the types of patterns that make what the Russians did to Burisma authentic, unsuccessful in penetrating their own networks.
Okay, so everyone's got to be careful. Oren Falkowitz of the security firm Area One, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I should note that last night NPR asked for a comment from Burisma Holdings, and we're still waiting for a response.